Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryce Love. By the way, any time the league gets an infusion of more Stanford players,
yeah,
that's good.
Agreed.
Because they know they're well-adjusted, smart young men. They can ball. Bryce Love, he is getting ready for his next chapter. Former Stanford Cardinal running back, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Bryce, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Thank you. We're excited. I've been excited to talk to you for a while, too, because I've been a fan from afar, and I know you had some injuries at the end of last season. So just to start, as you get ready to make this journey to the dream that we all as young kids dreamed of getting to, how you feeling?
I mean, it's just a blessing, you know, for lack of better words. I mean, just to be in the opportunity that I am and, you know, have the opportunity to do things like this and, you know, to go to the combine and, you know, to get drafted and play in the NFL, you know, kind of said it. And you know from experience, of course, you know, it's a dream.
Yeah,
and,
no.
You know, it's just a dream come true.
It always is. It really, and it's got to feel that way for you. I'm excited for you from afar. You went to the combine, but you didn't work out. You just did the interviews. You just talked with people, and I know those had to have gone smashingly. There's no way they couldn't, given your personality and your intelligence. But when are you going to work out? And what are they saying to you about your health?
Yeah. I mean, the goal for me in my mind is set on being ready for training camp. Beyond that, I mean, I was blessed, you know, I have Dr. Andrews do my surgery down in Pensacola. And, he's on a similar mindset as me. I'm looking good. I'm progressing. And, when my name is called, you know, I'll be ready to go.
It's a great attitude. And you said Dr. Andrews. Who worked up? I'm sorry.
James Andrews, yeah.
He's in the best hands.
Andrews. Yeah.
He's in the best hands. Now, Bryce, I can't imagine, you know, maybe you can't even really get back to this place. You made the decision to go back to school. Obviously, great emphasis on academics. The talent's there. The NFL is going to be there. But you pursued something more important than football, which is incredibly admirable. But when you blow up your knee on your last play, are you having any regret? What is going through your mind at that moment when you got hurt?
Oh, yeah. Nah. My mind, you know, there was no regrets or anything. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I'm a better player from the experiences that I had my senior year. And the beauty of it is knees, you know, aren't what they used to be. And, you know, I'll be back from it 100%. And, you know, I'll be a better player from it. And, you know, I'm excited to get after it.
There you go. Love hearing that. Bryce Love is with us, former Cardinal running back Stanford, getting ready for the draft. And he's on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Bryce, you're rare because, and BT kind of alluded to this, you played 4 years at a position that is full of attrition. Mm-hmm. And back in 2017, you rushed for 2,000 yards, which is, I mean, people talk about 2,000 yards. That's a grind to do, especially in a college football season. It's 13 games, not 16 games. And it's actually over 3,000. You were 2,100 yards, as my producer just reminded me. As you thought about, you know, maybe coming out after your junior year and you decided to stay, this isn't about being injured, but what pushed you back into the game, even though you would have likely been a very high draft pick if you had come out after your junior year?
I mean, in my mind, it's just that competitive nature. You know, I was unsatisfied with, you know, how we had finished, you know, the year before, losing in the Alamo Bowl, losing the Pac-12 championship. And from that, you know, I was just motivated to come back and help contribute to the team's success. You know, I feel like we, regardless of how the season ended up, you know, again, you know, I had the opportunity to play through it. And, you know, I feel like we left a solid foundation. Us seniors, me, JJ. You know, Trent Irwin, everybody who's leaving out this year for the next group that's coming along. So,
you know, it sounds like you put team over self, and that's rare, especially in a game where running backs don't get a ton of respect on the next level. BT and I were just talking about that with Le'Veon Bell. He held out for all this money. He didn't really get it, even though he got a decent guarantee. Do you think that mentality is part of what makes you who you are, and will teams appreciate that?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I feel like, I said, the thing with me is, you know, I'm willing to put the team, you know, ahead of myself 10 out of 10 times. And, you know, I'm willing to do anything to help contribute to the to team success. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to win. You know, that's just the competitor that I am, and the ultimate goal, the reason why I play the game is, you know, I want to win and be the best version of myself to help the team win.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, let me ask you something. This is like off the football, you know, path here. Say, if you weren't a football player, if it never happened, what would you be?
Dag, probably a doctor for sure. If not doctor, I'd probably be running track.
Yeah.
Sounds like Tinky. Tinky always said, although Tinky wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, I did.
But he loved track. So you guys are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, do you love the game? Do you love football?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's been since I was a kid. I mean, I grew up in a football house. You know, that's what we did. That's what me and my brother did. You know, that's what we grew up around. And, you know, from that, it's just always been my first love.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you find the time, though? Because if you want to be a doctor, I'm sure you had to take some pre-med classes and think that, I mean, your academics had to become important to you. How'd you balance that? Because it's hard, man. In today's in society, you get focused on a sport and it's just driving to that sport, drive that sport, drive that sport, drive that sport, and everything else kind of falls by the wayside. How'd you balance it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I put it all back to, you know, how I was raised. You know, my parents, you know, instilled, you know, just time management, different things like that, and also just focus on education. So, you know, from that, you know, kind of just grew into what I became. And Stanford, you know, had all the opportunities to, you know, make you successful. You know, once you get in there, they don't want you to fail. So, you know, you have all the resources there, and just figuring out a way to balance your time and making a commitment to it and making it work.
Yeah, and it's working out for you. Injury aside, it takes a lot of resolve to get back to this point, which is not easy, I'm sure. It's Bryce Love, terrific running back, Stanford, great career. I'm curious, by the way, Bryce, how much have you leaned on your buddy Christian McCaffrey? Get the intel on the NFL.
I mean a lot. You know, he's always sending good luck messages, and you know, we're always in contact here and there. And, you know, it's just good to see someone like him do well. And, you know, even before that, you know, learning from him at Stanford and seeing him carry on and obviously being successful in the league, you know, it makes you happy and it makes you smile, really.
Yeah, and his, you know, statistically, his jump from year one to year two, I mean, he was a monster this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christian McCaffrey was good as a rookie. Christian McCaffrey was great as a second-year player. What does he say about, you know, kind of, if anything, like the feeling-out process, how long it takes you to kind of get used to playing on Sundays rather than Saturdays? Because year two for him, he had a big spike.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just that's just how he's always been, you know, understanding. Specifically, the messages is always just, you know, knowing that it's a process, you know, learning and growing through each rep, and, you know, really take advantage of the playbook and understanding that this is, you know, this is your job. You know, take it seriously. You know, you love it. You're passionate about it. So truly give everything you can for it, you know, work for it and all that good stuff. And, you know, things will fall into place.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, Bryce, you remind me a lot of myself when I was coming out of school. Obviously, you're at Stanford and Virginia are similar academically. Stanford may be a little bit better. You're my
Ooh,
same. You're the same size.
The rare acknowledgement by Tiki.
Stanford's a great school.
Oh,
it is what it is. You know, you're exactly my size, 5'10", 203 pounds, at least when I was playing. I'm not 203 pounds now. What kind of career do you think you're going to have? Right? Can you be an every down back in the NFL? Can you be a guy that pounds it for 20 times, but also catches a lot of passes out of the backfield? Because that's what the game is demanding of the position these days.
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of the big things I feel like I was able to showcase my senior year is being able to catch more out of the backfield and being able to show leaps and bounds improvements in terms of pass protection. And on top of you know, all the carries and stuff like that, you know, I was able to make it work, you know, and you know, I wasn't really out there missing, you know, a lot of assignments, you know, knowing your role, knowing your assignment. And, I mean, just taking advantage of it.
Well, listen, you are about to embark on something that's going to be all over the map roller coaster. You think you're going here, then you think you're going there, then you think you're going here. But it's going to be fun to watch the journey. Good to have you back on the show. Tiki, you know, to reiterate, Tiki always raves about you. And you're obviously somebody easy to root for, doing the right thing on and off the field. Nice having you back on the show, Bryce.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate it. You know, I've been a big fan of Mr. Barber for a long time, but no, I definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you. You make me feel old calling me Mr. Barber. That's my dad.
The OG.
good luck, Bryce. I'm sure we'll connect down the line, and then we'll catch up at some point.
All right, yeah. Thank you again. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.